Welcome to Gem Secrets, San Diego's only jewelry radio talk show. Join us for the next hour as we discuss the jewelry industry and the latest in styles and fashion. Here's your host for Gem Secrets, graduate gemologist Michael Rogers.
Hello, this Monday morning. My name is Michael Rogers, and this you're listening to Gem Secrets. Every Monday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., you can hear this program. Today in the studio, we have representatives from the Gemological Institute of America. We actually have Nick McBride, which is the Director of Education, and Brenda Endel, which is who's an instructor and a diamond expert. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, I know a lot of people don't know what GI is, so this is the perfect opportunity for you to actually tell all of San Diego what is actually GIA and what do they do in the community.
The Gemological Institute of America has been in operation since 1931. We're a nonprofit organization that serves the public trust by providing research, education, and laboratory services, as well as production of gemological instruments to the industry. We serve the public trust in that we provide courses and information to students alike, as far as informing consumers with our website and various communication vehicles.
Okay. Now, in terms of the education, how did GIA get started, first of all?
Well, GIA actually got started in 1931, and it was a dream of Robert Shipley. And as the years progressed, Richard T. Lidicote entered the industry, and mm-hmm. he basically changed this into a much more educational-minded organization. He's been a wonderful example of somebody that has added a tremendous amount to the industry with his teaching, his representation in the field that so many people respect, and also in the fact that he's come up with some wonderful instruments that have made it possible for other gemologists to actually discover certain things about gems and minerals that have made it quite interesting.
Okay. Now, GIA actually helps the actual gemologists and experts in the field as well as the community.
Absolutely. I think that I wasn't around, of course, in 1931, but from what I understand, Robert M. Shipley found that it was necessary or that there was a need in the gem and jewelry industry at the time for educated jewelers to help them to serve their customers and their clients ethically and with integrity. And so right away, as soon as he began operation, he had 250 jewelers enrolled in his courses, and GIA has really taken off from there. And over the years, we have provided additional services such as our laboratory services, and as Brenda was mentioning, Richard T. Lidicote came up with the international diamond grading scale that is used all over the world.
Okay. Now, how many actual campuses are there? I know when I started a little longer than a couple years ago, there were maybe two or three main schools in America. Mm-hmm. Where are the actual locations now?
We have three campuses in the United States. Our headquarters is located here in North County in Carlsbad. We moved down from Santa Monica about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you can see this if you're driving down the 5 freeway between Cannon Road and Palomar Airport Road, right up there on the hill. It's a beautiful building. We have a campus in Los Angeles and in New York as well. We also have 8 international campuses, primarily located in the Far East and in Europe.
Now, is there a more demand for GIA in the other continents compared to the United States?
I don't know. We believe, and we see this in our enrollment numbers, that there is a need for high-quality gemological education all over the world. And what we have done is we've tried to provide as many campuses as necessary to make it convenient for our students and for the industry to find our courses and our services.
Now, what kind of education can San Diegans and all Americans can count on when they go to GIA?
Well, this could actually be a career choice for an individual, whether it be someone just coming right out of high school, mm-hmm. or it could be a career change. GIA also provides the opportunity for just an average person that wants to know a little bit more about a gem, with a number of different courses that we do offer. And that's really nice because you can go from a one-day course all the way up to a 16-month course. So we are very flexible in that aspect.
Now, how long did the actual classes attend? And possibly, can you go to the school itself, or are there distance courses available or home study courses available?
We provide three generally, types of methods of delivery for our courses. You can come to our campuses and take like as Brenda said, anything from a half-day seminar all the way through a 16-month diploma program on campus. But we also provide continuing education and hands-on courses that generally last 1 week through our traveling extension program. And we have instructors that travel all over the country and actually all throughout the world to cities to provide this training. Our biggest program by far is our distance education program, and we have traditionally provided courses through correspondence, and we have won numerous awards for the quality of our courses, and our graduates, I think, speak to the quality of our distance education. Most recently, just this past Monday, we launched our virtual campus so that we are actually entering the internet world by providing the opportunity for our students to log on and find out information about their registration or their courses of study, as well as complete their assignments online. We also launched our first fully web-based course, Jewelry Essentials, which is ideally suited for the entry-level jewelry sales associate, but is also for people who are interested in the jewelry industry and jewelry consumers as well.
Okay. Folks, for anyone who wants to call in and ask the representatives of GIA any questions, the phone lines are open. You can call from the North County, 760-720-KCEO. That's 720-5236. And anyone else in the Southern California area, they can call 1-800-292-KCEO. Now, with the distance educations, where are the various locations in America where you can go for distance courses?
Anybody who's interested in our distance education program can call the campus at the 800-421-7250, extension 4001. That's our admissions office. And our distance education operations is handled out of the headquarters in Carlsbad. So wherever you're located, whether it be in Maine or in actually, we have students as far south as Antarctica. So these people register through GIA in Carlsbad, and then we send them their courses, and they can submit their courses through the mail, through email, fax, and preferably through the internet.
Okay. Now, are extension courses the same as distance courses?
You could say that the extension courses are kind of a subset of our distance courses. However, they're more of a hands-on type of curriculum, so that we will bring diamonds or gemstones and microscopes all over to different locations and cities, and we'll have instructors on site to help people, teach them how to use equipment and to identify and separate gemstones.
And with the home study program, what's the typical length of time that it takes to finish the home study program?
Of course, our GG is our most prestigious credential, and we also have a GJ, which is our graduate jeweler. It's a 6-month program on campus. But our GG, you can earn your GG diploma on campus in 6 months. If you want to do that through distance learning, we have people who finish it as quickly as 8 to 10 months, but that's pretty fast. If they are diligent in their coursework and they stay on a steady pace, they can finish it in about 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, I've noticed that you can actually go online, and some of the coursework can be graded over the internet, and that's one of the features I wish I had. Now, is the basic campus open to the public for people to visit?
We do provide tours to the public, but they're mostly organized, and we advise anybody who would like to come to our campus, and we encourage people to come, to contact the public relations office, and they can contact Alex Angel at, again, the 800 number is 421-7250, and his extension is 4112. We are having a open house, coincidentally, this weekend, Saturday from 1 to 4, and that is open to the public. And we strongly encourage anybody in the community to come out and see our campus. It's beautiful. You'll see the view of the ocean. It's on a bluff, and you can see exactly what GIA is all about.
Now, with the nonprofit organization part of your explain about the nonprofit organization for GIA as a nonprofit.
I think that as far as, of course, my my position is more in education, but as far as the nonprofit organization goes, we are a very mission-minded organization, and we provide content and knowledge and education to the industry and to the public at large. And we do this by focusing on, for instance, our library is the largest gemological reservoir of information in the world. If we were profit-driven, we might not do that. But, you know, we're nonprofit-driven, we're service-minded, so we provide those types of services to the industry and to the public. Same thing with our course material. We spare no time or expense in providing the highest quality gemological education in the world. And we do this as a service. And I think that, again, I encourage anybody to come onto our website at gia.edu and take our tutorial, How to Buy a Diamond. You'll see how high quality our education is. And again, we do this as a service to the industry and to the public.
Okay, now before we get into the actual courses, is there any education or gender or age requirements for students attending GIA?
Actually, the only requirement we have is the fact that they have a high school high school diploma or equivalent, and they have an eager enthusiasm about gemology. That always helps.
Okay, now with the actual courses, what are, quickly before we go to a break, what are the actual courses involved that GIA teaches to the industry?
We provide three different, I would say, broad categories or broad disciplines. Of course, one is gemology, and our graduate gemologist, our GG diploma, as I mentioned earlier, is the most prestigious in that area. In the area of jewelry manufacturing arts, we provide extension courses, continuing education, and our graduate jeweler program, where we can take somebody and give them the skills to make them a qualified, basically trained bench jeweler at the end of 6 months. Our last area is product knowledge and sales, so that most people in the industry, when they start out in retail sales, and we provide education and a diploma program called the Accredited Jewelry Professional Program, which can give them the skills, the terminology to be a successful retail sales associate.
So actually, you don't actually just benefit the industry, but you also benefit different aspects of the industry in terms of teaching retail associates, for example, who sell diamonds in the stores, how to present themselves in the correct information, especially in the right manner.
I think that the way that we like to view ourselves at GIA Education is that we want to provide whatever courses and whatever curriculum necessary to match that up with the individual in the industry, whatever their educational or their career goals might be. We want to be able to provide that training to support those goals.
Okay. Folks, if you have any questions, you can call 760-720-KCEO if you're in the North County, and 1-800-292-KCEO anywhere else in Southern California. When we come back, we'll get into more information about the actual courses and more about GIA. Stay tuned.
Honey, our 10th anniversary is coming up. You know what that means, don't you?
What? You're going to trade me in for a new model?
No, I'm afraid your warranty expired years ago. No, silly. You promised me a diamond ring for our anniversary.
You know, I'm kind of afraid of us getting ripped off. Look what happened when Sandy and her husband bought a diamond. She wasn't satisfied with the diamond, and he wasn't happy about the price. And don't forget about Jim, who's still in the doghouse because he bought a fake diamond.
Don't worry, honey. I found a great book called The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. It teaches you how to choose the right diamond that you can afford. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely help us avoid getting ripped off.
The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Sounds great.
It's filled with color photos and information about diamond inclusions, enhanced and treated diamonds, and the newest look-alike diamond, moissanite. It also shows you how to choose a mounting for your diamond, as well as checklists to ensure that we buy a diamond that we'll be satisfied with.
Thank goodness. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely give me some peace of mind.
Make your next diamond purchase a pleasant one with The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Reserve your copy today, online, or at your local Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Good morning, I'm Monica Zek with your traffic and weather update. Traffic is brought to you by Conroy Flowers. Administrative Professionals and Secretaries Week is coming up. Visit a participating Conroy's at 1-800 Flower Store and pick up a beautiful floral arrangement or a gift certificate. For those locations, call 1-800-CONROY's. Well, looks like in traffic, things continue pretty heavy on southbound 5. First, you're slow at Carlsbad Village, then it's heavy the rest of the way from Palomar Airport Road down through Del Mar. Southbound 15 has been heavy from the 78 to Villa Rancho, Ted Williams into Mira Mesa. A check on north 5 is from Bunching 2, National City into downtown, and again as you approach Claremont Drive to about Highway 52. North 805, slow first at the 54 through 47th Street area, some tightening around University, then heavy Mesa College into Sorrento Valley, and westbound 8, that's been heavy here at Jackson Drive into Mission Valley to the 15, as West 94 still heavy coming out of Lemon Grove and Spring Valley from the 125 to the 805, then 30th Street into downtown, and last check was West 52, slow between Mast and Santo, again approaching Convoy toward the 805. That's a look at traffic on AM 1000 KCEO. Oh, and I should mention, too, westbound 54 got a crash on the ramp to Woodman. Well, looks like in our forecast, brought to you by Krause's Custom Crafted Furniture, you can save 20 to 45% store-wide at Krause's Custom Crafted Furniture. Choose from 60 sofa styles and over 1,000 fabrics and leathers, only at Krause's Spring Home Furnishing Sale. Well, in our forecast, sunny and warmer today with coastal and inland highs in the 70s to low 80s. Right now it's 54 degrees downtown. That's a look at traffic and weather on AM 1000 KCEO.
Jerry Klein.
Hi, Gene. Hello, Uncle Jerry. Hello, I've got it. I can hear it now.
Hello, Uncle Jerry.
Hello there. Is this Uncle Jerry?
Yes, this is. This is Uncle Jerry.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Uncle Jerry.
This is the Jerry Klein Comedy Hour.
Hello. How you doing, Uncle Jerry?
Hi, Uncle Jerry. Hey, Uncle Jerry. How you doing? And I've got to get one of those little ditties, you know, da 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 da. Yeah, it's Uncle Jerry.
Jerry Klein, the investor's voice of reason on AM 1000 KCEO. Beethoven and Bach are coming to a home near you. Cox Communications has cabled up with FM 92.1 KFSD to bring classical music into your living room. Now, San Diego's classical choice is available free to customers of Cox Communications at 107.1 on the Cox FM dial. Pick up your free, easy-to-install FM kit at any Cox retail office and bring classical music into your home.
Welcome once again to Gem Secrets. Here's your host, graduate gemologist Michael Rogers.
Hello, and we're back. For folks who want to call in from the North County, 760-720-KCEO, and anywhere else in the Southern California area, 1-800-292-KCEO. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the GA in briefly, but let me ask you, first of all, how did each of you get into the actual industry yourselves?
Well, I actually started when I was 18 in a family jewelry store. So family-wise, it has been in my family for a while, and I've just, you know, you need the education behind it so that you are able to communicate with a customer. And, of course, you want to represent your product as best as you can.
And Nick, how did you get into it?
Well, actually, my career track is more in the area of education. I joined GIA when they came down to North County from Santa Monica, and I've been involved in higher education for a little bit more than 10 years in administration and as an instructor.
Now, how did both of you hear about GIA? Because I know, again, a lot of people don't know who GIA is, and I'm curious to see, how did you run into GIA yourselves?
Well, I think anybody who's in the jewelry business or has always heard of GIA. Mm-hmm. They are a foremost leader in the jewelry industry and gemology especially.
Mm-hmm. My story, I'll give you a quick anecdote that I like to tell people, is that I saw that they were hiring for a distance education manager, and the announcement that I read announced that it was for a gem school in Carlsbad. So I thought to myself, well, geez, you know, that must be kind of a small operation. I contacted a friend of mine who was involved in the jewelry industry, and she said, gem school in Carlsbad, that's GIA. She knew all about it, and all she could say was great, wonderful things about it. So her and I took a drive out to the campus at the time they were building it over there in Carlsbad on the bluff overlooking the beautiful Pacific Ocean. I said, oh my goodness gracious, I want to work there. So I made every concerted effort and contacted all the right people and tried my best to get hired there. And I have to tell you, it's been the highlight of my career working for GIA. It's a wonderful organization. The instructors there are of the highest caliber. They're passionate about their discipline. They convey that to their students, and I wish that we could actually broadcast one of our graduation ceremonies. And you can see in the students' eyes and in the instructors' eyes of how valuable this education is to them.
Okay. Now, briefly, with the courses, we were talking about the graduate gemologist. What exactly is a graduate gemologist diploma, and how can that be applied to the industry?
Well, actually, a graduate gemologist, and we refer to it as a GG diploma, it is a 26-week course that the students take. And the very first part of it is going to be diamonds. So the very first 7 weeks, a student would learn how to grade and evaluate a diamond, which is a lot harder than people would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We go into looking at the cut of the diamond, the angles of the diamond, the proportion, along with what everybody considers the four C's of color and clarity. It is something that the average person just looking at a diamond would not believe how much detail goes into evaluating it.
Now, along with the diamond program, what other steps do you take to go to achieve your graduate gemologist diploma?
Well, after the first 7 weeks, then they head right into gem identification. And that involves learning the instrumentation on how to identify a gemstone. It's a lot like a detective story.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gemstone, it may be blue in color, but you need to figure out its priorities. You need to figure out the internal structure of it, the inclusions. You have to evaluate it. You have to let it tell you what it is. And we do that through a number of instruments and testing procedures.
Now, with the different locations in terms of extension, distance classes, are you able to achieve the same information from different locations?
I think that's an excellent question, and this comes up quite often. And I firmly believe that regardless of the delivery method, we set our learning objectives in such a way, and our evaluation tools, our exams, and our questionnaires in such a way that we believe that the outcomes based on either method, on campus or distance education, produces the same outcome for the graduate. There's different aspects to the student profiles in our distance program versus our on-campus program. Whereas our on-campus program tends to be people, you know, career seekers, young people, 18 to 25 years old, looking for a career in the industry. Many of our distance education students are people who are actually working in the industry currently, and they do this as a means to seek promotion and gain knowledge to be more proficient in their positions.
Now, besides the graduate gemologist diploma, what other diplomas can the actual attendees achieve?
Go ahead, Brenda.
Excellent. We do a number of different courses. So, of course, one of our next major diploma that a student could receive would be the graduate jeweler diploma.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a 6-month program, and that person would then learn how to do repair work. They would learn the bench skills necessary to go into the trade and be proficient.
Okay. Well, let's go to a quick break, and we'll come back to that thought. Folks, please call in 760-720-KCEO. We'll be right back.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Delta could pay its pilots the highest salaries in the airline industry. The pilots' union made a tentative contract deal yesterday for a 24% to 34% pay raise over 4 years for Delta pilots and a 63% raise for Delta Express, the carrier's low-cost unit. Correspondent Kristen Wyatt reports that the top brass at the Airline Pilots Association must approve the deal before it's presented to the rank and file for a vote.
Leaders in the union will meet this Saturday to consider the contract. Everyone expects that they'll just greenlight the whole thing. The rank and file members will probably vote on it in coming weeks, and the whole thing should be wrapped up in early May.
Submarine Commander Scott Waddle will go back before top Navy officials today. His lawyer says he'll be honorably discharged and will get to keep his pension, but his Navy career will be over. Waddle skipper the USS Greenville when it hit a Japanese fishing boat in February. You're listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
Are you planning on buying or selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are... With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers. They're well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They've been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. You can consider the Owen team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. Contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now 760-643-5036. 760-643-5036.
Good morning, I'm Monica Zek with your traffic and weather update. Traffic is brought to you by Not Soak City USA. Not Soak City Water Park in Chula Vista now open weekends. Take advantage of the season's lowest prices. Everyone is just $12.95 Saturday and Sunday through May 13th. We're improving. West 94 slowing at Federal to the 805 and 30th Street to downtown, but we're up to speed on the 8. South 15, though, slow 9th to Via Rancho Parkway. Heavy Carmel Mountain down through Carroll Canyon. South 5 backs up from Palomar Airport Road heading down through Del Mar. And it looks like our commute on West 52, some bunching here approaching Convoy in the 805, again as you approach the 5 connector. That's a look at traffic on AM 1000, KCEO. Now look at your forecast brought to you by British Airways, announcing the first nonstop flight from San Diego to London. For more information, call your travel agent or British Airways at 1-800-AIRWAYS. In our forecast, mostly sunny and warm, coastal and inland highs 70s to low 80s. Right now, 54 degrees downtown. That's a look at traffic and weather on AM 1000, KCEO.
Are you looking for the perfect engagement ring or a loose certified diamond at below retail prices? At David & Sons Fine Jewelers, we have served over 10,000 satisfied clients worldwide since 1980. Our reputation and honesty with our customers is our first priority. Here at David & Sons, we specialize in custom engagement and wedding rings that will last a lifetime. Designer pieces can be duplicated for half the price, and with our in-house bench jeweler of 15 years, we maintain your jewelry for the life of the purchase at no additional cost to you. David & Sons are direct importers of loose diamonds from Israel, Belgium, and India. Our GIA and EGL certified and ideal cut diamonds are purchased with cash, not credit like our competitors. This allows us to offer the lowest prices to our customers. We offer lifetime diamond trade-in policies on our entire inventory for the full amount of the purchase price. And at David & Sons, we'll help you stay within your budget. Our customers are educated on the four C's, gold, platinum settings, and much more. So there is no doubt when you purchase jewelry from David & Sons, you'll have peace of mind. So come experience the difference at David & Sons Fine Jewelers, located at the UTC Mall in La Jolla or in the Plaza Bonita Mall in National City. David & Sons Fine Jewelers, a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Welcome back to Gem Secrets. Here's your host, Michael Rogers.
We're here talking to Nick McBride, the Director of Education of the Gemological Institute of America in Carlsbad, and also Brenda Endel, the diamond instructor and diamond expert from GIA. Now, we were talking about the graduate jeweler diploma before we went to the break. Tell us a little bit more about the jeweler education, and also if there are other courses that people can take if they go to school.
The graduate jeweler program is a 26-month program offered on campus here in Carlsbad. Whereas the GG, the graduate gemologist diploma, focuses basically on three areas, diamonds, colored stones, and gem identification, the GJ is a program that is geared towards somebody who would like to be a bench jeweler. And we provide hands-on skills working at the bench in areas such as using tools and material, gold and precious metals, stone setting, jewelry repair, and metalworking and fabrication. The students work on a variety of different projects, and they have a cumulative skill gaining in each project. And then they have a final bench test, and when they graduate with a graduate jeweler diploma. And they are also, again, our courses are such of high quality that the Jewelers of America automatically grants our GJ graduates with a first-level JA certified bench jeweler technician, and this is on the way to becoming a master jeweler.
Oh, that's great. Now, with jewelry design, if someone wants to design jewelry, do they have to take a graduate gemologist course or a graduate jeweler course, or are there one or two courses that they can specifically take just for that task?
Absolutely. You can just take a jewelry design course. It is a 7-week course, and it is amazing. We have one of the top instructors teaching this course. It is, as I mentioned, 7 weeks. And it's amazing how you can be someone who has no ability at all. Matter of fact, I know someone who couldn't even draw a stick person. And at the end of the seven week course, the skill that they developed in learning how to sketch gemstones and illustrate mountings and settings and pieces of jewelry, it's remarkable. And I did mention the fact that we have a highly regarded instructor in this department, which shows. We had a gold virtuoso competition, and I believe it was 3 of the top 10 designers were actually GIA graduates from the jewelry design program.
Wow.
Which is very impressive considering this was worldwide competition.
Now, if someone has an interest in gemstones, for example, do they have to take the graduate gemologist diploma or course, or can they take specific, maybe a 1-week course, even a 1-day course possibly?
Yes, they could. We have some students that just take the diamond course, mm-hmm. which would be a 7-week program. We have other students that will take our pearl grading course, mm-hmm. which is offered in a number of different cities as well as on campus at various times of the year. And we also have some students that will just take the colored stone portion of it. So we are very flexible. This does give the person who just wants to learn a little bit more and become more informed, or the person who wants to do the whole ball of wax and get everything.
Now, let's see here. With the diplomas, after they graduate and receive the diplomas, how does the industry accept the graduate gemologist diploma or any of the classes that are taken at the school?
Through our career services department, we encourage jewelers out there, people in the manufacturing arena who are looking for highly qualified employees to list their positions on our job list. And we currently have hundreds of listings on our job list. And that, I think, speaks to the volume or speaks to the quality of our education, that these jewelers are actually looking for our graduates to work with and to work under their mentorship. Going back a little bit, if I could, to the diploma programs really quickly, Brenda's absolutely correct. We do have different varieties of courses that roll into smaller programs that eventually go into our 6-month programs, so that depending on your time and your budget even, that you can actually take a single course in diamonds or diamond grading or colored stones or colored stone grading or gem identification, or you can take our diamond program, or you can take our colored stone program, or of course you can take our prestigious graduate gemologist diploma program. I think it's important to note at this time that our courses, all of our programs are accredited through 2 different agencies. Our on-campus program is accredited through the ACCSCT, which has a rigorous accreditation process, and we just underwent that this past year and received the highest marks in our programs. Our distance education is accredited through the Distance Education and Training Council, DETC, and again, we get high marks in those areas. All of our we are licensed by the state of California to operate, so that this is no diploma mill, if you will. This is a high quality education, and to that end, our last diploma program, we mentioned the GG, the GJ, and we also have our accredited jewelry professional program, which is relatively new, about a year old, and that is comprised of 3 small courses or 3 shorter courses that are modules, 1 in jewelry essentials, 1 in colored stones essentials, and 1 in diamond essentials. Mm-hmm. And this is a quick way for somebody who wants to get into the industry, or they're not sure if they want to get into the industry, to kind of get a taste of what this industry is all about and to give them the product knowledge to make them successful. We recommend these courses for seasoned sales professionals as well as the entry-level sales associate. But we also would like to, you know, those high school people who are out there, those young people who might want to get a summer job, this may be a course that you want to take to get your job this summer and to show that you're serious about earning some serious money during the summer in one of the local malls or something like that. We encourage you to call our admissions department for more information.
Now, I've noticed when I go to different seminars, I teach at different campuses across Southern California, and most of the attendees of my career in the jewelry industry seminar are women. And it's interesting how a lot of them are mothers that might be divorced. So it really doesn't narrow it down to someone who's a college grad, who comes from a high school background. But there are also people that are mothers that either was working from home or being a housewife, for example. But they can also get into a program like this.
Well, absolutely. I, having been involved in distance education for more than a decade, I think that distance education primarily is suited to those types of people, whether they be men or women, but people who have serious time constraints, scheduling constraints, or even geographical constraints. We have open entry and open exit programs where people can sign up for our courses and complete at their own pace. We also have programs that provide people with career goals or completion goals, such as 6 months or a year and a half, so that they can facilitate the completion of their educational goals. But distance learning is all about, in this busy society today, balancing and juggling all these balls and then also enhancing your career as well.
Right. Anyone with questions for either Mick or Brenda, please call 760-720-KCEO if you're in the North County, and 1-800-292-KCEO if you're anywhere else in the Southern California area. Now, I also wanted to get into the actual careers in the jewelry industry, because I know a lot of people are just thinking of the jewelry store or possibly the store owner. What are some other areas when you take a graduate gemologist diploma that you can go into when you, like for example, a stone cutter or possibly a diamond grader at GIA actually? Tell us a little bit about actually what are some areas that at GIA in terms of jobs that are available?
Well, if you go to our website, gia.edu, and you can see the numerous jobs that we have available. GIA is very successful, and we are constantly looking for highly qualified and motivated people to work at GIA. And this you don't have to be a gemologist necessarily to work there. We are comprised, as I said earlier, of a laboratory, research facility, a gemological instrument manufacturing operation, as well as education, and of course all the support groups that are necessary to make this function correctly. So if you want to work somewhere near the beach in a beautiful location with people who are passionate about gemstones, I suggest that you contact our human resources office or go to our website.
Now, with a career in the industry, again, what are some of the different careers that someone can get into in terms of maybe in terms of travel? What courses can they take in order to travel to different countries?
Well, of course, if you were a person that was specializing in colored stones, that offers a lot of travel. But there are also opportunities if you were an importer or a dealer, as I mentioned. There are also people that do consulting, a gemologist who maybe specializes in a certain department is called upon from many different areas. So there are a lot of different things, not to mention, of course, a sales associate, as well as a buyer or a manager in a local chain store, or it's even a person who gets our graduate jeweler diploma can go anywhere as far as working in their own store or working for someone else. They may even find it desirable to become a jewelry designer, or we do have a wax program that is highly regarded also.
Yeah, I've noticed that some of the people in the industry that I know, they're graduate jewelers, and they range from people that work in the actual mall stores to having their own company that do work for wholesalers and the whole industry themselves.
Mm-hmm. Or even manufacturing. That's mm-hmm. a big market.
Mm-hmm. I think that anybody who is anywhere near the area, you know, just a reminder that we are having an open house this Saturday from 1 to 4 o'clock. It is open to the public, and we're going to have demonstrations on the in jewelry design and jewelry manufacturing and colored stones and diamonds, as well as product knowledge. And we're going to have free drawings and please come out and see our campus and come up to me and introduce yourselves. I'd like to meet you.
Now, what are the different parts of the campus themselves? Because I know that when you look, there's a huge building, actually two huge buildings. What is actually in GIA in terms of location and education?
Well, primarily we are a business operation, and so we have a great deal of things going on at any one time. But as far as the public is concerned and our students, we have a museum, and the museum is a beautiful place to see. And also we have our showroom where you can buy books and gemological equipment as well. We have a beautiful rotunda where we often have exhibits and displays. And of course we have in our campus, which is the building right in the middle, we call it Building B. We're very creative that way. But we also have wall displays, and so that people who come on tours or whatnot can actually learn something while they're there. And we entertain prospects who want to attend our school on Thursday afternoons, but also community organizations and clubs.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to our caller. We have Mike. Oh, actually, Michael, who wants to be a graduate gemologist. Michael, are you there?
It's an off-air call.
Okay.
So a woman wanted to know.
Oh, okay, it's an off-air call. Okay. Well, actually, she wanted to become a graduate gemologist and is interested in financial aid that's available for evening courses.
Yes, our on-campus programs do qualify for financial aid, and it's based on what course you're actually or what program of study you're taking. And when you call our admissions department for more information, they can put you in touch with our financial aid department, and they'll send out the appropriate forms. Many of our students on campus, our domestic students, do utilize the financial aid that is available, and it's an excellent opportunity to get a quality education.
Now, does it matter if you take a home study or if you go to a distance course or to the campus?
It does matter. Our on-campus programs, due to the Federal Financial Aid Title IV Act, are the only ones that are qualified for the financial aid. But scholarships, we have scholarships available and all of that as well.
Now, what is the phone number for people to contact GIA for the financial aid or other venues of GIA?
I would have anybody who's interested in any of our courses or GIA to contact 800-421-7250 extension 4001.
Okay.
And that is our admissions department, and they'll put you in touch with the right people.
Okay. And actually, they can go to your website, gia.org?
gia.edu.
Okay, gia.edu. And also, if you go to my website, gemsecrets.com, you can also find more. Actually, there's a link to GIA, just in case you can't find it. But that's a very good question, because actually, one of my seminars, someone asked about financial aid, and they were... again, a lot of people want to get in the industry, but they're thinking, well, they get scared because they're thinking, okay, well, only the rich or only people that have plenty of money to go into the jewelry industry, but that's not even the case.
I don't think that's the case at all. Not coming from the industry, you know, traditionally, I was unaware of the scope of this industry. It's a large industry. It has many different sectors, and like any other industry that is out there, those people who are trained properly, motivated, can succeed.
Okay. Now, we're going to go take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about a little bit more about the open house, because I've been to the campus, and it's just a fantastic facility. And also the fact that you actually moved from Santa Monica. So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Mick McBride, the Director of Education, and Brenda Endel, the Diamond Expert and Instructor at GIA. We'll be right back at Gem Secrets.
Are you planning on buying or selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers. They're well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They've been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. you can consider the Owen team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. Contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now 760-643-5036. 760-643-5036.
Good morning, I'm Monica Zek with your traffic and weather update. Traffic is brought to you by British Airways. British Airways announces the first nonstop flight from San Diego to London. For more information, call your travel agent or British Airways at 1-800-AIRWAYS. Looking at South 5, we're still heavy, but now from Poinsettia, coming down through Del Mar to about Del Mar Heights. North 5 has been tight right around SeaWorld Drive to about La Jolla Village, picking up as you pass La Jolla Village into La Jolla. Southbound 15, slowing out Felicita to Via Rancho Parkway, then some sluggish traffic around Poway Road right to about Mira Mesa Boulevard. And at Telashek, North 805, we've been just a bit tight there around the Plaza area to 47th. There was an earlier crash there, but it looks like our slowing now left from the area of Claremont Mesa into Sorrento Valley. And we've had a couple of crashes pop up for those heading out through Oceanside. We've got a crash reported now at the area of Sunset Drive at Ridge Road. That one's said to be blocking the intersection. And another crash, this one at Olive Avenue and West Vista Way, both of those in the North County. In the East County, westbound 8, just east of Highway 67, watch for some debris in the roadway. They'll slow down traffic to clear it. That's a look at traffic on AM 1000 KCEO. Now look at your forecast, brought to you by the AutoZone. Don't let a broken fan belt leave you stranded. If you can't remember the last time you installed new belts, get to the AutoZone and replace them today. Get to the AutoZone. That's the AutoZone. In our forecast, it'll be sunny and warmer today with coastal and inland highs in the 70s to low 80s. Already we're up to 55 degrees in Oceanside, 56 in the South Bay, but it's now 59 degrees for downtown San Diego. That's a look at traffic and weather on AM 1000 KCEO.
Welcome back to Gem Secrets. Here's your host, Michael Rogers.
Here we're back with the representatives from GIA. I want to talk briefly about a little more information about the open house and the actual campus involved. Will they be able to take a tour through the actual campus?
Definitely. That's one of the great opportunities of this education open house. You're actually able to go in the classrooms. We'll have microscopes set up. You can look through the microscope and see what it is that these students are going to be doing. They're going to be looking for these inclusions. They're going to be evaluating these gemstones. And you'll actually feel the energy because it is an exciting time for a person when they are on campus.
Now, what personnel will be there to help people along in terms of instructors or in terms of possibly the president of the company?
Well, for sure we're going to have instructors on hand, but we will also have people from admissions, financial aid. We will have people that do actually give scholarships, so mm-hmm. if you'd like to speak with them, student services. We will also have people from the Alumni Association there for you to speak with, along with career services. If maybe you are thinking about getting into this field and you would like to speak with career services on regards to the types of jobs out there available or the opportunities once you have completed the course. And of course, we will have people from our distance education part of the course there also. If you're not able to spend the time on campus, distance education is a great alternative. It's the same material, but a little different type of atmosphere.
Now, with the bookstore, will that be open to the public also?
Yes, we will have our bookstore as well as, Mick had mentioned, our museum, mm-hmm. Which is just wonderful museum. The colossal crystal exhibit is just amazing, as well as some beautiful artwork that one of our research people in our laboratory, John Cuevla, has taken, and it is amazing that the photos that he's taken are actually just inclusions of gemstones.
Yeah, actually, John was nice enough to let me use his pictures in the next edition of my book, The Secrets to Buying Diamonds, and I use them at my seminars also, and they are fantastic pictures.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, it's just amazing the job that he did to capture the inclusions of a diamond or any gemstones also.
Definitely.
Now, with the actual bookstore, what is actually in the bookstore that people can either purchase or if they want more information about GIF, is there anything there available to them in the bookstore?
Well, our bookstore has, of course, our wonderful GIA hats, sweatshirts, all of that wonderful equipment. But it also has some of our regular equipment, for instance, like tweezers and gem cloths. And it does have a great display of the gem instruments. And if you are in the business or thinking about being in the business, it will give you a hands-on ability to work with the equipment and sort of try it out before you buy it, as well as our many books that we have, not only on diamonds, but on jewelry manufacturing, on pearls, on just even on watches and the history and lore of gemstones.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned the museum portion of the GIA. Paley International, I believe, did your actual display. And they're coming on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about gemstones in general. I believe Bill Larson is the creator there, so that should be a very good show also. But he did a fantastic job with the museum. The pieces there, the actual amethyst geodes and other items you have actually just in the waiting areas in the school are just phenomenal.
Yeah, Bill Larson is a long-standing supporter of GIA and a friend, true and true, and many of his pieces are exhibited at the school.
Okay. Now, real briefly about the website. There's a part of the website that actually is GIA.edu, okay? There's actually a diamond, how to buy a diamond portion of the website. What does that entail?
Yes, it's a small tutorial, if you will, that is interactive, and it's actually a great deal of fun to take, and it's one of the most popular areas of our website where consumers can come on or people interested in gems and jewelry can come on and take this tutorial and actually learn about the four C's of diamond grading. And I strongly encourage anybody who has 15 minutes to pop on the website and take a look at it. You can access it right from the homepage, GIA.edu.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see. There's one other thing I wanted to cut up. The actual time and date of the open house again?
Again, this Saturday, April 28th, from 1 to 4 p.m. It's open to the public. We encourage you to come out to GIA. If you need more information, you can call 800-421-7250 extension 4001 for more information, or you can use our website, GIA.edu, to get more information about it. But it's open to the public. Come on out. We have free drawings. We'll have demonstrations in gemology, jewelry manufacturing, jewelry design, and what we haven't mentioned yet is our CAD/CAM jewelry design course, which is a two-week design course that uses a three-dimensional software to help people design their rings.
Okay, very good. Well, Mick, Brenda, thank you very much for coming on the show. Next week on Gem Secrets, we will have the creators of Moissanite, Charles and Colvert, on. I'm Michael Rogers, and you can go to my website, gemsecrets.com, for more information about GIA, or you can go to GIA.edu. For more information about GIA. Until next week, I'm Michael Rogers. Take care of yourselves. Have a safe day.